Welcome to Pathology Roundtable. Today, we're diving into a fascinating yet complex topic, autoimmune disorders. These conditions can be a real puzzle where the body's own defenses turn against it. Isn't that wild?
Absolutely. It's like the immune system gets confused and starts mistaking its own tissues for invaders. Understanding this misfire is crucial for both patients and healthcare providers. It's a bit like friendly fire in a battle, isn't it?
No kidding. And the implications are significant. It's not just about the immune response. It's about how these disorders can affect every aspect of a person's health. We really need to unpack this.
Right on. So, throughout this episode, we'll explore the mechanisms behind these disorders, the different types, and their clinical manifestations. Plus, we'll touch on the latest research and treatment strategies. Let's bring all the pieces into focus.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? By understanding these disorders better, we can improve patient care and outcomes. So, let's get started.
All right, let's jump in and see what makes the immune system tick and sometimes trip.
All right, let's dive into the mechanisms of autoimmunity. At its core, autoimmune disease arises when the immune system, which is supposed to protect us, starts attacking our own cells. It's a bit like a friendly fire incident in a war where allies mistakenly target each other. So, what triggers this confusion?
Great question. It often starts with a combination of genetic predispositions and environmental factors. For instance, certain genes can make someone more susceptible to autoimmune diseases, but it's usually not just about genetics. Environmental triggers, like infections, stress, or even certain medications, can kickstart the immune response. Isn't it fascinating how these elements interact?
Fair point. It's like a perfect storm. When the immune system encounters these triggers, it can become overactive. This leads to the production of autoantibodies, essentially antibodies that target the body's own tissues. In the OR, we often see the consequences of this when patients present with symptoms that seem to point to multiple conditions.
Here's where this all comes together. The immune system is supposed to distinguish between self and non-self, but in autoimmune disorders, that distinction blurs. It's a complex interplay of immune cells, cytokines, and signaling pathways. When this balance is disrupted, that's when we see the onset of disease.
Exactly. And the implications are huge. Understanding these mechanisms helps us develop targeted therapies. For example, if we can pinpoint what triggers the immune response, we might find ways to prevent it from happening in the first place. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Definitely. And let's not forget the role of inflammation. Chronic inflammation can lead to tissue damage, which further fuels the autoimmune response. It's a vicious cycle that can be tough to break.
So true. The complexity of these mechanisms highlights the need for a multifaceted approach in treatment. We'll get into management strategies later, but understanding the underlying mechanisms is crucial for effective care. Next up, let's explore the various types of autoimmune disorders. There's quite a range out there, each with its own unique characteristics and symptoms. For instance, rheumatoid arthritis primarily affects the joints, but can also impact other systems. It's fascinating how one condition can have such widespread effects.
Spot on. Then we have lupus, which is often dubbed the great imitator because its symptoms can mimic so many other diseases. It can affect the skin, kidneys, and even the heart. Isn't it amazing how diverse these disorders are?
No kidding. And let's not forget multiple sclerosis. This one targets the central nervous system, leading to a range of neurological symptoms. It's a reminder of how the immune system can wreak havoc on the very systems that keep us functioning.
Here's where this all comes together. Each autoimmune disorder has its own set of triggers and manifestations. Type 1 diabetes, for example, involves the immune system attacking insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. This highlights the importance of understanding the specific mechanisms behind each condition.
Exactly. And the symptoms can vary widely, even among patients with the same disorder. Some might experience fatigue and joint pain, while others could have skin rashes or organ dysfunction. It really emphasizes the complexity of diagnosis and treatment.
Right on. The diversity within autoimmune disorders also means that treatment strategies can't be one-size-fits-all. Each patient's experience is unique, which is something we'll dive into later when discussing management approaches.
So true. Understanding these different types helps us appreciate the broader picture of how autoimmune diseases affect individuals and their quality of life. It's crucial for both healthcare providers and patients to be aware of these variations. So, let's talk about the clinical manifestations of autoimmune disorders. This is where things can get really interesting and sometimes complicated. Symptoms can vary widely, not just from one disorder to another, but even among patients with the same disorder. It's a real mixed bag.
Right on. For instance, in rheumatoid arthritis, patients might experience joint pain and swelling, but others could have fatigue or even fever. It's like a game of hide and seek with symptoms. Isn't it fascinating how the same condition can present so differently?
No kidding. And then you have lupus, which can cause skin rashes, joint pain, and even kidney issues. It's like the immune system is throwing a party, but it forgot to send out invitations to the right organs. This variability makes diagnosis a real challenge.
Here's where this all comes together. The overlapping symptoms can lead to misdiagnoses. For example, fatigue is common in many autoimmune disorders, but it can also be a sign of other conditions. This is why a thorough evaluation is so critical.
Exactly. And let's not overlook multiple sclerosis. Patients might experience numbness, difficulty walking, or even vision problems. The neurological symptoms can vary so much that it can take years for a proper diagnosis. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Absolutely. And this variability can lead to significant delays in treatment. In the OR, I often see patients who've been struggling for years before getting a clear diagnosis. It's a reminder of how crucial it is to listen to our patients and consider the full range of their symptoms.
So true. Understanding these manifestations not only helps in diagnosis, but also guides treatment strategies. The more we know about how these disorders can present, the better equipped we are to help our patients navigate their health journeys. All right, let's explore the diagnostic approaches for autoimmune disorders. This is a critical area because accurate diagnosis can be quite challenging. Often, it involves a combination of laboratory tests, imaging studies, and thorough clinical assessments. It's a bit like putting together a puzzle. Each piece is essential to see the whole picture.
Spot on. Blood tests are often the first step. We look for specific autoantibodies that can indicate an autoimmune process. For example, in lupus, we might check for anti-nuclear antibodies, or ANAs. But here's the kicker. Not everyone with these antibodies will have lupus, which complicates things. Isn't it fascinating how nuanced this can get?
No kidding. In the OR, I've seen cases where patients have positive autoantibodies but no actual disease. That's why clinical evaluation is so important. Physicians need to consider symptoms, patient history, and even family history to make an informed diagnosis.
Here's where this all comes together. Imaging studies can also play a role. For instance, MRI can help visualize inflammation in conditions like multiple sclerosis. It's not just about blood tests. We need a comprehensive approach to truly understand what's happening in the body.
Exactly. And let's not forget the role of specialist consultations. Sometimes a rheumatologist or neurologist might be needed to help clarify the diagnosis. They bring a wealth of knowledge about specific autoimmune disorders that can really guide treatment.
Right on. The takeaway here is that diagnosing autoimmune disorders is rarely straightforward. It requires a thoughtful, multifaceted approach. We need to keep an open mind and be ready to adapt as new information comes in. That's the essence of good clinical practice.
So, let's dive into management and treatment strategies for autoimmune disorders. This is where we can really make a difference in patients' lives. The approach often combines pharmacological treatments, lifestyle modifications, and patient education. It's like creating a tailored suit. One size definitely doesn't fit all.
Spot on. Medications can range from anti-inflammatory drugs to immunosuppressants, depending on the condition. For example, corticosteroids are often used to reduce inflammation, but they come with their own set of side effects. Isn't it fascinating how we have to balance benefits and risks?
No kidding. In the OR, I see firsthand how crucial it is to manage these medications carefully. Patients often need to be monitored closely for any adverse effects, especially when they're on long-term treatments. It's a constant juggling act.
Here's where this all comes together. Lifestyle modifications can also play a significant role. Diet, exercise, and stress management can help improve overall health and potentially reduce flare-ups. It's not just about medication, it's about a holistic approach.
Exactly. And let's not forget the importance of patient education. Empowering patients to understand their condition and treatment options can lead to better adherence and outcomes. It's amazing how informed patients can take charge of their health.
Right on. The takeaway here is that management of autoimmune disorders is multifaceted. We need to consider each patient's unique situation and preferences to develop an effective treatment plan. That's where personalized medicine really shines.
Next up, let's delve into the exciting world of research and future directions in the field of autoimmunity. There's so much happening right now. Researchers are exploring innovative therapies that could change the game for many patients. For instance, biologic drugs are becoming more common, targeting specific pathways in the immune response. Isn't that fascinating?
Spot on. These biologics can be incredibly effective, especially for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. But there's also a lot of focus on identifying potential biomarkers for diagnosis and monitoring disease progression. Imagine being able to predict flare-ups before they happen.
No kidding. In the OR, I often wish for a crystal ball to see how a patient's autoimmune condition might evolve. Biomarkers could really help us tailor treatments more effectively. It's all about precision medicine these days, right?
Here's where this all comes together. The future of personalized medicine looks promising. We're not just treating the symptoms anymore, we're starting to understand the underlying mechanisms on a molecular level. That's a huge leap forward.
Exactly. Plus, there's ongoing research into the gut microbiome and its influence on autoimmune conditions. The connection between gut health and the immune system is a hot topic. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Right on. And as we learn more, we can develop more effective strategies for prevention and management. This research could lead to breakthroughs that change how we approach these complex disorders. It's an exciting time to be in this field.
As we wrap up today's discussion, let's reflect on what we've covered regarding autoimmune disorders. We've explored the intricate mechanisms behind these conditions, the diverse types that exist, and how they manifest in patients. It's clear that understanding these disorders is crucial for effective management and treatment.
Spot on. We've also highlighted the importance of personalized medicine and the exciting research developments on the horizon. From emerging therapies to potential biomarkers, there's so much hope for improving patient care in the future. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
No kidding. The complexity of autoimmune disorders can be daunting, but with ongoing research and advancements in treatment strategies, we're making strides. It's all about finding the right balance between managing symptoms and addressing the underlying causes.
Here's where this all comes together. For anyone listening, whether you're a healthcare professional or someone affected by these conditions, it's essential to stay informed. Engaging with the latest research can empower you to make better decisions about your health or the health of your loved ones.
Absolutely. We encourage our listeners to keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions about autoimmune disorders. Engaging with the community can provide support and valuable insights.
Right on. Thanks for joining us today on Pathology Roundtable. We hope you found this discussion enlightening and that it inspires you to explore more about autoimmune disorders. Until next time, keep questioning and learning.